Welcome to Zichud Av Siman Member by Avram Golder, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Pei Tes. They begin the 10th parak called Tadir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 10th parak begins, called Tadim Echavero Kodim Eschavero. Whatever is more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, to meeting which are brought daily precede the Musafim of Shabbos precede the Musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the pasuk Milvad Olsa Boker Asher Olsa Tami Tasu Es Eila. Besides the morning Ola, which is the continual Ola, shall you offer these. This implies the Musafim of Pesach are brought after the Tamid. The Gemara asks that perhaps only the Tamid, which is brought daily, takes precedence of Musafim, but Musafim would not precede the other Musafim. Rabbi Elah answers that the extra chaf of Ke'ela Tasu L'Yom, like these shall you make for each day, teaches that Ela Ke'ela, these Musafim of the 7 days of Pesach, are like those Tamidim and Musafim of the first day, and follow the same principle of precedence. Abai says the words Asher La'olos HaTamid are superfluous, and teach Dahach T'Tatira Tikdom, that the more frequent one should take precedence. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Schavero. Whatever is more sacred than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifneishu Meratze, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great kapar necessary for Averas of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limbs precedes the burning of Emurim of Chata's, because the Ola is Kalil La'ishim, entirely burned by the Mizbeach's fires. The Mishnah proceeds to detail the order of precedence of numerous karbanos. The Gemara asks, between applying the blood of a chatas and burning the emurin of an ola, which takes precedence? Does the chatas' blood take precedence since it atones, or do the emurim of the ola take precedence since they're completely burned? The Gemara then asks about the reverse, which would take precedence between the blood of an ola and the emurim of a chatas? Does the ola's blood take precedence since it comes from a carbon which is completely burned, or do the emurim of a chatas since they come from a carbon which atones? Neither question is resolved. And point number three, Ravina Bar Shila said, Emor kachim kalim, shiyatzu fnei zrikos damim, psuin. Sacrificial parts of kachim kalim which left the azara before throwing of the blood are invalidated. Although they are not considered full kachim kalim before zrika, they are still invalidated by leaving the azara. The Gemara suggests support for this ruling from a machlokes about basar, meat of kachim kalim which left the azara before the carbon zrika. Yochanan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains. Hoyo v'sofu says, since it is destined to leave the Azorah after Zrika, when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because Adain l'hagia zmanu letzeitz, its time to leave the Azorah has not yet arrived. Their argument implies that regarding a murim which left the Azorah before Zrika, which are not destined to leave, all would agree it's invalidated. However, the Gemara responds that these Amorim may argue about a murim as well, and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not based on Sofa Letzeis, and they discuss Basar to stress that Reish Lakish invalidates even Basar. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The 10th parak begins, Kol Tadim Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. Whatever is more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, to meeting which are brought daily precede the Musafim of Shabbos precede the Musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the pasuk Milvad Olsa Boker Asher Olsa Tami Tasu Es Eila. Besides the morning Ola, which is the continual Ola, shall you offer these. This implies the Musafim of Pesach are brought after the Tamid. The Gemara asks that perhaps only the Tamid, which is brought daily, takes precedence of Musafim, but Musafim would not precede the other Musafim. Rabbi Elah answers that the extra chaf of Ke'ela Tasu L'Yom, like these shall you make for each day, teaches that Ela Ke'ela, these Musafim of the 7 days of Pesach are like those Tamidim and Musafim of the first day, and follow the same principle of precedence. Abai says the words Asher La'olos HaTamid are superfluous, and teach Dahach T'Tatira Tikdom, that the more frequent one should take precedence. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Schavero. Whatever is more sacred than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifneishu Meratze, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great kapar necessary for Averas of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limbs precedes the burning of Emurim of Chata's, because the Ola is Kalil La'ishim, entirely burned by the Mizbeach's fires. The Mishnah proceeds to detail the order of precedence of numerous karbanas. The Gemara asks, between applying the blood of a chatas and burning the emurin of an ola, which takes precedence? Does the chatas's blood take precedence since it atones, or do the emurin of the ola take precedence since they're completely burned? The Gemara then asks about the reverse, which would take precedence between the blood of an ola and the emurim of a chatas. Does the ola's blood take precedence since it comes from a carbon which is completely burned, or do the emurim of a chatas since they come from a carbon which atones? Neither question is resolved. And point number three, Ravina Bar Shila said, Emor kachim kalim, shiyatzu fnei zrikos damim psuin. Sacrificial parts of kachim kalim which left the azara before throwing of the blood are invalidated. Although they are not considered full kachim kalim before zrika, they are still invalidated by leaving the azara. The Gemara suggests support for this ruling from a machlokes about basar, meat of kachim kalim which left the azara before the carbon zrika. Yochanan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains. Hoyle v'sofu letzeitz, since it is destined to leave the Azorah after Zrika, when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because adayin lo hagiya zmanu letzeitz, its time to leave the Azorah has not yet arrived. Their argument implies that regarding a murim which left the Azorah before Zrika, which are not destined to leave, all would agree it's invalidated. However, the Gemara responds that these Amoraim may argue about a mourning as well, and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is not based on Sofa Letzeis, and they discuss Basar to stress that Reish Lakish invalidates even Basar. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Tes, and our standard Siman is a pot. So here goes. The Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbeach in the order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with Basar Kachim Kalim before Zrika. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots, that must be run Daf Pei Tes. The Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, called Tadir mechavero kodem es chavero. Whatever is more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, to meeting which are brought daily precede the Musafim Shabbos precede the Musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the Musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the Pasuk, Milvad Ola Satami Nesher Lo Satami Tasu Es Eila. Besides the morning Ola, which is the continual Ola, shall you offer these. This implies the Musafim of Pesach are brought after the Tamid. So the Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbech in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Mekudesh Mechavero Kodem Zechavero, whatever is more sacred than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifnei Shuv Meratz, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great Kapara necessary for Averos of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limb precedes the burning of a murim of a chatas because the ola is kalil le'ishim, entirely burned by the mizbeach's fires. The mission proceeds to detail the order of precedence of numerous karbanas. So the Kohen singing ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a murim on the mizbeach in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with Basar Kachim Kalim before Zrika, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about basar, meat of kachim kalim, which left the azara before the carbon Zrika. Rav Yochanan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains, hoyle v'sofu letzeis, since it's destined to leave the azara after Zrika, when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because adayin lo hagiya zmanu letzeis, its time to leave the azara has not yet arrived. So once again, the Kohen singing Ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbeach in the order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with Basar Kachim Kalim before Zrika. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf Pei Hei. So the Siman Daf Pei Hei relates to the pad, the mouth, and we use a dentist for the Siman. So here goes. While Dr. Cohen the dentist, that must be on Daf Pei Hei, Pei. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed Hevshet Mituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in a dental chair, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Cohen should do Hevshet Mituach, skinning and dismemberment, and burn it. The Gemara said, if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no hebshet v'nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psuim from hebshet v'nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that hebshet v'nituach may be performed on top of the mizbeach if the karban was shechted there. So, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hebshet v'nituach on the karban that was shechted on top of the mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim kohen that were placed on the mizbeach before the zrikas adam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked, a more kachim kohen shehelen lifnei zrikas daman, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim kohen which were brought up onto the mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, yerdu o yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about Me'ila and ask whether bringing these Emorim onto the Mizbeach subjects them to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about Me'ila to Zerika who to cover about Me'ila because only Zerika subjects them to Me'ila. He concluded they do not go down from the Mizbeach. So while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hebshet v'nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim kohen that were placed on the mizbeach before the zrikas adam and instead picked up the invalid karbanas that were taken down and put them back up on the mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas which were brought up are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them. Of a mashal lehena ur yahu. But if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they became rachmon shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. Daf pei vav. So the simon daf pei vav is police. So here goes. When the police officer, that must be on daf pei vav. Police. When the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf lists items which, even if they are placed on the mizbeach, must be brought down. Any kachim which is supposed to be eaten, meaning meat of most karbanas, and the katoris which is only fit for the mizbeach apnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head or hair of a goat's beard, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they are brought onto the mizbeach with it. Perishu, if they're separated from the carbon, well, yahu, they are not brought up. So when the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a barim flying off the mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was chatzos, which reminds us the word discusses returning a barim which burst off the mizbeach before chatzos versus after chatzos. So when the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a varim flying off the mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was chatzos and noticed some kohanim going up to do Trumas Hadeshen early because of the regel, which reminds us, during the year, the Trumas Hadeshen may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol who had to perform all the days of Avodah himself. On Regalim, when there were many more Karbanas, it was performed earlier in the night. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks. Golden Pez? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach, which reminds us, Rav asks Rabba, Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? The case is where the kachim came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan remained valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate kachim left on the Mizbeach, or perhaps we compare the Mizbeach to the Karka, to the ground of the Zara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kodshim. Rabbi answered that Ein Lina Barosha Shel Mizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosha Shel Mizbeach. So the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach, used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shir on whether it would be Makadish Psulim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan whether a klisharis can be Makadish Psulim to even allow offering them on the Mizbeach initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. So the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbech from gold and Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbech is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharitz for a shear on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbeach, k'mizbeach nami or lo? Is airspace above the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbeach, is it considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down? Daf Peches, so the Siman Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vote using his new garbage can, that must mean we're on Daf Peches, pach, dustbin, garbage can. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, which reminds us, Shmuel said, klisharis ein mekadshin el shleim, klisharis only sanctify when they are whole, ein mekadshin el melein, they only sanctify when they are full, and ein mekadshin el metochen, they only sanctify from their interior. So, the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, which reminds us, we learned that klisharis and Bigdei Kohen are not repaired or laundered because ein anias b'malkam ashiras. So the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his Bigdei Kohen gadol costume, where every beggar was labeled with what it's mechaper for, which reminds us, Rabbi Anyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about Bigdei Kohen to teach ma karbanos mechaperin, just as karbanos atone, af Bigdei Kohen mechaperin. So too, the Bigdei Kohen atone for sins. He elaborates on what each beged is specifically mechaper for. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss at different times when the Truma Sedeshin is done during the year on Yom Kippur and on the Regalim? That's on Daf Peivav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss atzamos beginning bones and sinews which separate from the meat, whether they're brought onto the Mizbeach or must be brought down? That's on Daf Peivav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss what's the din of Emurim or Basar of Kashim Kalim which left the Azara before Zerika? That's on Daf Peites. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss whether klisharis can be Mekadish Psuling? That's on Daf Pezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that the words Zos Hi Ola are the source for Behuda's opinion for the three cases that if they're brought up on the Mizbech must be brought back down? That's on Daf Peidalad. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn call Makudish Mechavero? Kodim is Chavero. That's on Daf Peites. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn about performing Hepshet V'Nituach on top of the Mizbech if a carbon was shechted there? That's on Daf Pehe. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that things which were never really for the Mizbech, such as kamitzas, shulokichu bekli, are taken down? That's on Daf Pegimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn called tadim chavero, kodim as chavero? That's on Daf Peites. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss whether lina moelis barosho shel Mizbech? That's on Daf Peizayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.